Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with Coach Sharon Shrieky at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And we're here having conversations around how we coach around body confidence. And you could reach us on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. You'll see Body Confidence, LOA style, Law of Attraction style. So Sharon, I know you're up to something as usual. Tell our viewers.
Yes. Up to great things. I'm enjoying this, our podcasts and coaching people around, you know, body confidence, but more than body confidence, I do body confidence in relationships, because relationships is where it's a lot of times where body confidence is played out, and in our relationships. And so I do a lot of that. And I do have so much fun once a week with this podcast. I if anybody out there is interested in having a part of our podcast, or even bringing up a question that we could talk about on our podcast, we really appreciate them, and we really enjoy those questions, because really what concerns our listeners concerns the world, it concerns everybody, because we have similar stuff. And so if anyone is interested in a body confidence mini session with Stephanie or myself, a coaching around body confidence or any other topic, please contact Stephanie or I if you're interested. My email is sharonshrieky@gmail.com, sharonshrieky at gmail.com. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. And Stephanie, she's got all kinds of stuff on her website. And Steph, tell us what you've been up to.
Well, I've been up to doing some Zoom interviews with people who are like-minded like us. So that's been something different. You nice. Can find me at Body Awe, BODY. AWE.com. And as Sharon said, we'd like to hear from you. So either you can email her or email me or both of us, because then you can get a double whammy coaching session around body confidence or some other area of your life. And on my site, you can get some free ebooks. You can get for a small amount of dollars, my body knowledge system playbook, which you can write in and have a good time with. And you can also reach me at my toll-free number, 866-76-COACH, COACH, and leave your information and I'll get back to you. So with that said, Sharon, I think I told you earlier last week about someone who wrote to us, "I've got a trip coming up to reunite with a group of old friends. I'm excited to see them, but I'm also a bit off. I'm at a healthy weight, but I've gained a couple of pounds, which I'm conscious of. So I worry about me judging myself and my friends possibly judging me. Help me out." So where would you start with that, Sharon?
Okay, so what comes up for me is body confidence. It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Are you supposed to have body confidence first? Or do you have, you know, is your body supposed to reflect it and then you get confidence? What do you think comes first, Steph? Do you supposed to, what's your idea about it? I mean, do we supposed to believe in do we have body confidence first and then our body reflects it? Or do we have to physically, you know, be the way we are in order to have confidence?
I think both. I think that's great that you brought that up. I you know, it, for me, it starts in my body physically. Because a lot of my body knowledge system has a lot to do with movement, free movement, carefree movement. And when you put that into your life, your body feels better. And then you exude that confidence.
Yeah.
Because if you go the other way and have body confidence first, I don't know, would we have to buy it at Walmart or something? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, I've always seen people that want to lose weight in order to get confidence in their body.
Oh.
And I always see, you know, weight issues get worse when people are just so focused on diet, and they don't feel good about themselves until they see the results in the mirror. And I happen to really believe that first we need to work on loving who we are, loving ourselves, loving our body, or even maybe focusing on a part of our body that we can say, yeah, it's like using the body, the power of attraction, seeing the good in our body and loving that and focusing on it. And then through that, you know, that love, I know it sounds la-la, but through the fact that we love our body, we do what our body feels is right for it. You know, it's sort of like first, you know, we put ourselves in love with our body. Because when we don't love what we see, we end up not taking care of ourselves. You know, saying forget about this, I give up, I'm not gonna exercise, I'm just gonna sit on the couch. And so I sort of have it the opposite way. I think that we have to fall in love with ourselves, and then through that love we nurture ourselves, we take care, we eat right, we exercise. You know, I don't know. What do you think of that?
Well, for this person who said that she was anxious because she has this idea. I mean, I would ask her a coaching question around how can you better just be happy with yourself? And, you know, what would that look like?
Uh-huh.
That would be one question.
Right. Well, that makes sense, because now she's going into the feeling space of what it would look like. And now she's building on that. And then she's saying, hey, you know, I do have a nice a waist, you know, it's cinched in, or whatever it is. She's talking about the positive things. And then before she knows it, she realizes that she does love the body she has, you know. And then through that, I really think that when we do love it, we want to take care of it. When we look in the mirror and we don't like what we see, we're like, just screw it. I'm just going to, you know, I just have to self-soothe myself. And I just have to, and I'm going to soothe myself with Netflix and chips. And that's it, you know.
Yeah. Well, can you do a body knowledge? I know we've done this on other calls.
Yeah.
The body
sure.
knowledge system conversation where you begin by naming your body.
Okay.
Because then that gives her an identity. So you talk to her like a real, like you would talk to a friend. So you wouldn't go up to a friend and go, you know, you look like you're getting a little fat there, girlfriend. You wouldn't
right.
say that.
Right.
So why
you
are you saying it to your body? Okay, so.
You don't want fat shame.
Do you have
body.
A name for your body, or we'll just call her
okay.
body Sharon?
Call her body Sharon.
Okay, so you're sitting at your kitchen table. She's across from you. I'm in between. I'm your coach. And I would like for Body Sharon to say to Sharon what she wants from her.
Okay.
And it could be around anything.
All right. So I would say, if I had to think of one area, is I would like for her to move more.
Now, let me just pause you here. Can you speak as if you were her.
Yes.
Not okay. Third person.
Okay. I would like for you to move more. Let's say I'm body Sharon. I'm talking to the Sharon. I need more exercise. I need more exercise because whatever, you know, COVID and all this stuff has gotten me out of the gym and out of my routine. And so if I had to, you know, be body Sharon, I would say, I need more movement.
Can you just speak like you're speaking to me? Speak directly to her.
Okay. So I always have this, like, I have to figure this out. I am, so in the body knowledge system, I am speaking to my body, or body is speaking to me. How is
body,
that work?
Body, if you're calling her body Sharon, she's body Sharon.
Right.
And you're across from Sharon. So you want to speak directly to her about what you'd like between the two of you.
I would like to be firmer in my body, and I'd like to have more consistency in my movements. You know, I think that's where I would want. I want more consistency in the movement that I'm choosing, the exercise, and I think that, like, you know, if I'm body Sharon, I'm saying there used to be consistency in the movement that I used to do in the gym. And I would go to the gym and I had my routine.
I'm going to pause you there again. I really want you to speak directly to Sharon as if you're speaking to me instead of, it's not that it's wrong, but it's more, it helps to think of her as a real person. Think of your body is a real person talking to your friend Sharon.
Okay, so I want to start having some kind of consistency in the movement that in my movement and in my let's say some kind of pattern to my consistency. My body is needing some consistency in the movements that I'm doing. So let's say like a routine where that, you know, sort of the times have shifted me off of my regular routine and being at the gym, I feel like I need some of that.
Okay. So now you have to be Sharon.
Okay.
And how would Sharon reply?
So Sharon would probably say, Sharon might say, I really don't enjoy those outdoor dance classes that are available these days. I really enjoy going to the gym. And since that's not available, I've been denying you the exercise because I really don't like those outdoor dance classes right under the sun beating on me. I just don't enjoy it.
Okay, so now in a relationship, right, you're both discussing possibilities. So, body Sharon, what is your response to that?
But I'm feeling like my legs are starting to get a little jiggly. And it's also, I was so happy when I was able to dance at least three times a week. It was, I got to feel competent and strong when I would, when I would dance, and I was joyful in the movement. And in the consistency of the movement, when I knew that, let's say, I looked forward to those days that I was going to be going to the gym and seeing my friends and dancing with them. And so, life has its change, life has changed. And so that's not available anymore. I'm feeling it.
So Sharon.
Yeah.
Now we're being a little schizophrenic here, so don't worry.
Yeah, I know. This is really,
it'll be okay.
Trying
don't
to
worry.
Follow the thread. Okay. So now what?
So Sharon, it seems that body Sharon really has been quite specific about how she would like to move her body. What's your take on this? Well, how can you compromise or negotiate?
So how I could compromise is I think about bicycle riding. So I bought a bicycle and I have not used it yet because I just can't. I can't even imagine putting a helmet on and then just like.
So it sounds like body Sharon doesn't like a bicycle.
It's not. I don't even know because I haven't even done it yet.
Want to ask body Sharon if she would like to do that?
Yeah, okay. Body Sharon.
I'll be quiet.
Yes. Would you like to ride a bicycle instead of doing your dance class? So Body Sharon would definitely say she would rather do a dance class, but she is willing to try to exercise on the bicycle. I mean, you know, this is something, I guess, without even realizing it, I am having a conversation. Because I think it was yesterday that I saw someone riding a bike and I said, hey, you know, maybe I'll try it. I have the bike. You know, my husband lovingly bought me that bike. And so I haven't even used it yet. So I just, I'm definitely going to do it.
Okay. So do I hear an agreement between the two of you?
Yeah, there's definitely an agreement. There's definitely an agreement.
Okay, now you know in coaching, the next step probably is the
action.
Coach. Or coach. I would ask both of you to visualize yourself on the bike. And tell me, where would you go? What time of day would it be?
I think that I could visualize myself on the bike. I think it would probably be in the morning when it's not too hot. I think I would have to do that. I would just maybe just go locally in the beginning, just roam around and see what's most comfortable. You know, tread lightly, see where
I'd say. Now, are you the kind of person to get into the body knowledge system styles? They're organized, spontaneous, analytical, and inspirational. So riding that bike, which style would be the most dominant, you think?
I think it's more spontaneous. I would have to feel it. Mm. I feel like, okay, you know what? I just have to go. I'm just going to go. Because, you know, when I plan it out and I think about it, I end up not doing it.
Okay.
I convince myself not to.
So you're a big S. I would write that down somewhere.
A big S. If it was a dance class, I wouldn't even think about it. I would just move. I would just go. I would just go because that's what I love the most.
So that's spontaneous as well. You just go.
I would just go.
You go.
Or I would even organize. You know, if someone said, oh, there's a dance class 3 times a week, I would organize that. I would say, okay, I'm gonna open up my space for 3 times a week. But when it's something like that I'm not so comfortable with, I'm not so, you know, accustomed to it, it's something new, I think that I would need to, you know, work on spontaneous, like, I'm just going to do it.
You're just going to do it. So when you're riding the bike, how does your body feel? I mean, we don't know yet because you haven't done that. So, you know, you might want to, what would be the next part of your style pattern, organized, analytical, or inspirational to add on to the spontaneity? Which one would you choose?
I think inspirational because if I'm inspired to enjoy, you know, let's say on my ride, I'm enjoying the sights, you know, the wind is blowing my hair, I feel strong in my body, I'm inspired by all those things to continue or to do it again. So it might start spontaneous, but then it would go into inspired because all of the factors involved would just inspire me to keep doing it or to, you know, I'd be inspired to continue.
So would just a little bit of organization come in or not at all?
So I think that once I get to the inspired state, and I start to see the, you know, the beauty of it, and it starts to come together, I would definitely organize it. So I think that that would come in. That would come in once I decided that, you know, spontaneously I went. Then in my travels, I was inspired by the beauty, by the ambiance, by the wind, or whatever my destination. Maybe I'd ride to the beach, and then I would feel inspired. With that inspiration, I think that I would choose, you know, if that moved me and that I felt good, I would be, I would organize it. And then I would say, okay, you know,
what does it mean when you organize? Can you be specific?
Organize would be, I would do it every morning at 7 o'clock.
There you go.
I would work it into the thing. I would first have to feel inspired to do it. And then it would be something that I would organize because I would say, hey, you know, this is something that I need. I want the movement and I want the inspiration and let's say the beauty that I experience on that. You know, I think about you're walking with your partner, you know, how you always have your partner and you laugh together. And so it sort of inspires you to want to meet him again the next day because you laughed and you spoke about you told me that, you know, you talk about different languages. He teaches you some languages, you teach him some languages. So you have some inspiration going there, you know?
So also would any part of the bike riding experience, any part of it be analytical in some way?
Analytical. So I think that I would say, you know, I like this part of it, but I don't like that part of it. That would be analytical. So I might say, you know, it is hot and, you know, the sun is beating down and I'm sweaty. That might be something that would say, you know, and then I would say, yeah, but I feel so strong. So there is like that back and forth analytical, definitely. And a little, there is an analysis when you decide to do something new. You know, you put it on that imaginary scale.
Let me give you my styles for bike riding. Okay. First of all, definitely organized.
Yeah,
I have to have a certain time, certain day. I have my clothes laid out. I have the sneakers I'm going to wear. Also, analytical is top on the list because I'm looking at the weather app.
Right.
And no, I do. It's like a religion now for me. And because I don't like the heat either.
Right.
But then once I put the organized and analytical, I put it on my calendar, I put on my alarm, I kind of analyze the weather, how my body's going to feel. Can I deal with, you know, 81 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning? just saying it makes me. And obviously our listeners, you know, we're in summertime now while we're doing this call. And then I would be like you, the inspirational. I start to feel my body move. I'm looking at the squirrels and the rabbits and everything that's going on here. And then the inspirational takes me back and forth to the house. But I have to start with organized.
Ah.
So I'm just
right
opposite from you. But see,
yeah.
The point is, whatever works. But if I remember my style, that kind of gives me a little bit of an oomph.
That's very interesting because then, right, once you know your style, you could take on anything because you say, okay, so I want to start any project that you start, you know that you have a process. The process first is organize. And so you say, okay, how can I organize it? You have your question, you know, you have your questions. And so when you know the question, you can answer it and get your process. That's a very, very, that's unbelievable. That's
Sharon,
unbelievable.
Before we sign off, because the time is getting
Yeah.
I know you were very into everything today. You don't even know what time it is.
No, I really don't.
I have to be bossy with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm grateful for that.
So how can people... So I know we went off the track a little bit from the woman who was going to meet her old friends, but I just really, on these shows, I really like to give people a tool or technique that they could use for themselves. So we did the conversation and we did the styles, and we had the incredible coach Sharon Shrieky give us a small piece of her private life.
I love to share.
And tell people how they can... contact
you. You could contact me by email at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And the name is Sharon, SharonShriqui. If you have any letters, any questions, Stephanie and I, we love to hear those letters, you know, hear the questions that you have. It helps everybody out there, all our listeners. And again, it's SharonShriqui@gmail.com, SharonShriqui. And how about you, Steph? Tell us.
BodyAwe, BodyAwe.com. You can get me there through my contact link. Look at my goodies that you'll like. And also at 866-76-COACH, COACH. So I hope I get a report about the bike riding.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.